Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community. Dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our station serves. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
Network of killers.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital.
For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight. They got me out of the house. Me, Pete Schwab,
got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family.
The Packers add a wide receiver.
And now
hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL draft in Green Bay.
Through our hands-on programs, Golden, supportive communities, and ongoing advocacy,
Texas, in the first
we help
round.
Post-9/11 veterans realize
team is
what's
confident.
Possible.
He's ready for
learn
the NFL.
More at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Because of the high school football.
The Maggie Don Show.
Check out my war plans. Pete Hegseth talking about first big strike against the Houthis in Yemen. On Signal, two separate channels. Yes, the one you heard about before with the reporter on it, oops a daisy, and now also his wife, his bro, and his lawyer who magically got hired by the Pentagon. This guy's judgment could not be worse. Do you think Hegseth should probably resign?
The Maggie Don Show, weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Sports, I'm Mike Clemens. The Packers add a wide receiver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL draft in Green Bay, where the Packers picked Matthew Golden, a wide receiver out of Texas in the first round. Golden is only a junior, but the team is confident he's ready for the NFL. GM Brian Gutekunst.
I think because of the high school football and the way they throw it around, seven on sevens, and just some of the things that have changed on the lower levels, guys are coming in and making an impact quicker, and I certainly think Matthew has the opportunity to do that. Now, we got some good players in that room, so he's not going to have to kind of carry the load that way, but I think he has a chance to contribute, you know, not only as a receiver, but I think he's got some special team returnability as well that could help us.
I asked Golden on what made him successful at Texas.
Being reliable, man, you know, in critical situations, I always showed up. You know, when our back was against the wall, they could count on me, come out with a big play, and that's something I kept doing continuously. You know, I put my best foot forward.
NBA, the Bucks host the Pacers in game 3 of their playoff series tonight. The Brewers are in St. Louis to play the Cardinals, Milwaukee losing to the Giants 6-5. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This Civic Media station is currently broadcasting the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks over the air. Due to streaming restrictions, we can't provide you the broadcast here. You can find an affiliated station at civicmedia.us to find the game over the air. We'll also have updates on the game and the biggest sports news from Mike Clemens daily on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Some musical action from the Amicus, band at the NFL draft in Green Santel. Bay. Farm
Saturday
director
mornings
Pam
from 9
Yonke
to 11.
Captured some of the festivities
the Johnny Gordy
from
Show.
Titletown
we have
this week.
Our special guest,
I'm Stephanie
Mike
Hoff,
McCabe.
Along
what
with
they
you.
Are trying
this
to do is finance $4 trillion
report.
Worth of tax
Happy
cuts
Friday.
For the rich. We've
the
got a whole bunch of billionaires
who
don't pay taxes.
Selected
and
a wide receiver in the first round for the first time in 23 years.
I said it's not like we're rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. We're throwing
paying
passengers overboard to make more room for a bigger first class for those freeloaders who are lounging there.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
And
we're
it's
airing
a chance
the game
for
right
Wisconsin
now, but stay here on the stream for more Civic
stuff.
Media news,
we'll
talk and more pre-recorded content
this morning. I'll tell you what, I did not need an alarm
live
clock
from
today.
The Civic
the
Media
owls
Studios
were
in
very
Green
vocal
Bay.
Outside
this
in the wee
is
hours
Nightlight
of the morning.
With Pete Chwaba.
I think the beautiful
your inside
day
source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood
for the owls to look forward to. Yesterday's sunshine in southern Wisconsin is not going to continue today.
And
Madison
now,
is going to see rain early
so
in the day with clouds
he's
in the afternoon. Moving
Pete
east
Chwaba.
To Milwaukee,
welcome
it's
back.
Going to be cloudy early with
great
showers
with
in the afternoon. Up north in Green Bay.
Like
draft goers can expect rain events
folks,
throughout the
and
day and straight west to Eau Claire. The rain is going to end early, but the clouds
tonight.
Will stick around.
Right above
things are supposed to clear up on
state.
Saturday across
you know
the state.
You ever
we'll
play
hear
Madison,
more about
Wisconsin,
it from our egg
Canadian.
Meteorologist, Stuma.
Not like the walking.
Great comedy town. They don't even
Madison.
Yeah, at Newfields yeah. Ag, they believe only a farmer-focused future promises to sustainably feed a growing population while preserving the environment and promoting economic prosperity for farmers and rural communities. Newfields Ag provides you with a farmer-focused biological and biostimulant portfolio. This diverse range of products allows you to reduce reliance on synthetic chemicals and improve the overall health and resilience of your crops and soils. Visit NewfieldsAg.com. Newfields Ag. Innovations in your fields.
If you find yourself first, you know, daydreaming about living
session.
In the country,
course,
growing tulips, and having
a
farm stand,
I mean,
well, you're not alone. It's
around.
Not something that
and,
only happens in the movies,
session.
But it does take more work than the movies
States
let on. I'm
Madison,
Stephanie
Wisconsin.
Hoff from the southern
Madison,
end of the world's
Wisconsin
longest barn in Madison, and today we're visiting with Erin Avila Vissers at 4 Acres Flowers in DeForest. She turned this dream into a reality, even though the rest of her family was a little apprehensive. When she
Wisconsin.
Pulled them out of the
and
city
went,
and into country
geez.
Living. After planting 1,000 tulips by hand over the past few
over.
Years, her dream of being a full-time flower farmer
was
is
word
only getting
association.
Closer. I asked her to describe her vision that she had to pitch to her family while
Rich
they were
Sider
house hunting
guest,
outside of Madison.
An author and
so
a
my vision
was
that
on TV
I wanted
the years,
to
dating back
use
to 1980s, been around a while. Where can people find your books, Rich?
There were some outbuildings. At that moment, it was used for animals.
I killed
but
is a book that Mark
I knew
Schiff
I wanted
put out,
to put
all
something
sorts of
out there.
Stories.
The
and
reason
then,
that
book
we bought the property
is,
was
Picking
kind
through
of
the
to
ashes.
Use
my life
the
as a stand-up in the 1980s.
Have,
so I just framed
my
it from
vision
that
was
period.
To add like a whole bunch of landscaping
when I was
to
doing
it, so that
up in the 80s
it reminded
then,
me more.
And then went to write
like
on the Roseanne
media.
Show, started writing for.
That's
sitcoms.
Where your so, farming that's, background that's, started,
that's
is that right?
That's so great,
it
Mark
did.
Schiff.
Yeah. So my family
in Chicago,
is all in Indiana. I'm
like
the only one in Wisconsin.
I talked about dining and
so
dashing.
I grew up.
And
this
he would just,
industry
he was so
that
sorry.
I didn't farm myself, but
let's
I
get the whole audience
love
to go.
All the memories
we can
that I
we can
had
all run
there.
Right now. We can
so
run out of this club.
On all the,
that was Schiff.
The seedbeds.
He's all deadpan,
and
so I know some people know
this guy.
Hey, this guy's serious. We can. They
so
can't
I
stop us all.
Kids
they can't
have
stop
those
us
those
all.
Memories.
Flowers, they sure smell better than cattle, I'd say. So you picked a good crop.
Let the roast beef off the bill.
Are the main crop that we decided
so,
on.
You're right. It was so deadpan. Hey, Rich, one of the stories you posted that I loved
one of them
involved Steve
was
Martin
that I,
and Phyllis
well,
Diller.
When I looked out at the field,
can you
I
please
could just
tell that story?
So Phyllis, yeah,
like
I became friends with Phyllis Diller. And
all
she said
long.
The key to showbiz is
the
eating.
The tulips came from being a wedding photographer and family photographer.
But there's a different word for it.
Yeah.
Right.
So
she, that's the key. You have to
family.
Learn, you have to learn to, how to eat crap. You're going to eat a lot of crap
kinds
in showbiz.
In their yard,
take a lot of
and I always wanted to photograph at this person's house.
And so this story
really resonated with me.
Steve Martin was a young writer.
So I wanted to add that to my own property just to offer to other people to come see, come walk through
the
field, take whatever photos.
Sherry Lewis, and she had a hand puppet. She's a ventriloquist, had a hand puppet
tulips over the last
chop,
2 years. Chop.
So they're having a writing
did
session
hand
in
plant
Sherry's
all those.
Dressing room of the show.
And then my dad's
trying to,
family,
you know, brainstorm corporate ideas for what to do
they
with it this week.
Came from the
and at
Netherlands.
One point, Sherry looks around. She goes, where's Lamb Chop?
So I wanted to incorporate
Lamb
that.
Where's Lamb Chop? So everybody's
property.
Now looking around for this
so
hand
I have a lot of, like,
and then Steve Martin realizes
accents,
he's sitting on the
my family
built.
I have
so he pulls
some
it out from under
I'll
him.
Have
says, here, I'm, here it is. Sorry.
Of things and some of our
goes,
family
okay.
history.
And they all leave.
The
and a couple minutes later,
both you
Tommy
and Carlos
Smothers,
have off-farm jobs.
Tommy Smothers
our two of
comes in to Steve Martin and says, listen, Sherry's
of,
very upset
into
about
this
you sitting
like
on a lamp shop. And she's going to walk. And we won't have a guest star
right
this week.
Just a side hustle.
You've got to
go
down and apologize to her for sitting on lamp shop.
He works part-time.
All right, go.
So I
Steve
always
Martin
say
wants to keep his job.
Kind of,
so he
pay for my flower habit.
And you apologize. I'm so sorry.
But he does
you're
that.
One of my favorite
yeah, and I
stars, and
most
I'm so glad you're here.
Here
I'm so
well,
sorry.
Let's talk
I sat
now
on a lamp
about
shop.
Some of the
Please
ways that people can
She's
engage
your
with your tulip farm.
Steve turns to us to
first,
walk for the door.
What flowers do you have in store for us? What did you plant this spring?
He turns around. Sherry's got the lamp shop. Are you going to apologize to me?
Varieties of
So Steve had to apologize to the
half acre, which is going to be about 40,000.
So
of them, and there are different ones. There's like a parrot.
I love that
tulip.
Story.
And everybody asked. Everybody
Darwin,
asked.
Darwin,
Cedar,
are some of the breeds that we have, and
I
tried
asked
to get as many as I could
Tommy
because
goes, oh,
not everybody
serious.
Has seen
but
all the different
matter.
Kinds of
it's hilarious either way. Whether
there
she's
2,500 different kinds of tulips that are available.
Thinking of Steve Martin having to do that.
So I went online and actually sourced a lot of mine out of the Netherlands.
Maybe we can squeeze one more.
When do tulips come out of the ground? When are they at their peak? And when can we come out?
And I know you have. He was born in Sheboygan, Wisconsin. I know you have a Jackie Mason story.
So there are some that come up early in the season.
It's a little long story if you want to do the Ed Sullivan story, but he was on Ed Sullivan
really
in 1964. He was a regular
so
Ed Sullivan. He did a great Ed Sullivan impression TV show
the
back
end
when there were only
April,
three networks
Mother's
or three
Day
stations
weekend.
On your TV.
So
and,
I'm opening
and Sunday
my
night,
farm
that was
up,
a huge, one of the biggest shows in the country.
May 1st
this particular week,
fourth weekend,
Lyndon Baines Johnson, the President of the United States, was speaking. This was a live show.
They tend to be peak that first week of May.
It cut into
all right, so that's the tulips. Now you said one of the goals was to add more varieties of flowers. Are you doing that
they
this year for, let's say, like the summer and fall seasons?
The Ed Sullivan Show.
I
and
am.
Jackie Mason's
so
audio stage performing for the
rows,
studio audience.
80 feet
when the
long that I'm going to plant
go,
with different
and
varieties
back on
of sunflowers.
Now,
I have another six
Ed,
rows
Ed Sullivan was standing
that are going
on the stage to the right of Jackie Mason.
And
which is growing out of
problems. He's
just laughing at the performer or whatever.
Marigolds, so
but this particular time, they were running short because of
and they get
Johnson's
very large.
Cutting
they're
into
used for the
show.
Day of the dead.
And so he's trying
so
to give
those
signals.
Are some of the
he doesn't
varieties.
Know stage
I also
magic
have
signals.
Well over 100 different kinds
give
of dahlias
to
that I plant.
Jackie
and then
to cut
I
a couple
have
minutes
lavender
out of his
going in.
And now
as well
the audience is looking at Ed over there.
It sounds like it's
going to
be absolutely stunning with all those different varieties. And like you said, unique varieties that you're not finding everywhere else. So you can
so
bring
starts,
the fresh flowers
you know, oh,
home
fingers,
with you, but
fingers,
there's
you
also a lot of psychological benefits to
Maybe
being in that type of space.
Fingers, you're talented fingers.
There is. It's,
and he's
it's
flashing
good for
fingers,
your
too.
Mental health.
Well, he's sort of
upstaged
Ed got angry
in your body.
After
just
the
to
show,
be out in nature.
Jackie gave him the finger. That's what he thought. He claimed Jackie gave him the finger on national television, which never would have happened. Jackie said, I didn't know what the finger was. I don't buy that. But there's no way Jackie gave
amazing.
Him the finger.
You could just
well, the
sit
result
out there
was
and listen
he banned
to them.
Jackie and also put the word out.
We have eagles that fly
I mean,
over our house all the time.
People
cranes that landed
darn.
In my yard.
Yeah, they barely
Let's
said
not
darn
take these beautiful blooms for granted. I know it's probably a lot of work to
so really
make sure that
career.
You're
like,
cultivating a quality flower, reducing weeds, keeping the pests away, and making sure they're getting enough water, for example. Can you walk me through the steps you have to take to care for that crop?
So he looks at the thing.
fingers. When well, we start out darn. Planting in fall, give me the we finger. Do he have did not to give him the finger. Prepare and so our land a little bit. Jackie so we do back use, on the show. Like you know, please drop the lawsuit. Have some more appearances. That we get. And, we source that also well. Here close by.
That is so great.
We start with the compost on the land, and then that helps feed the nutrients into the bulb and the
story before we let you go, Rich.
One of the things that has been scary to me is the animals love to eat. And they
he went on David
live
Letterman
live.
Show, and the next night, this is in New York City,
deer,
I live in New York
for
City,
instance,
and
next,
with my first wife, Carol
Leifer,
and the next night,
me,
he was performing at the theater. I can't remember where it was.
Come
it was in New York City,
land, and
so we were friends with mutual friends
crop.
A woman who was a TV producer in New York, and she was
many
very good friends with TV's manager. And so we got backstage. We're in Pee Wee's dressing room. I don't know Pee Wee. I'm sorry. He's in his Paul Rubens, in his Pee Wee outfit, a little gray suit, white shirt, a little bow tie, pancake, makeup, red lips. You know, he's back backstage, but he's not. He's just talking regular and smoking a cigarette. Everybody's chatting. And he starts going off like, I hate this character. I'm
keeps
sick of
the deer away.
You know, and I'm like, there's a packed audience out there, you know, and he's like, I hate him. I'm sick of doing this character.
They
and the
don't
stage
love
manager
things that
pops
move,
his head in the dressing room
and
says,
they make a little
Paul's
bit of noise.
Time to go on.
So
and he just
those,
puts the cigarette out and he goes,
rabbits have been also something that is a challenge. But the liquid
character
does
and dances
amazing.
That Pee Wee dance out of
that,
the dressing room onto
the
stage. Hour and a half killing him.
It's very affordable.
You know, when I
and it works well and it doesn't hurt the land.
What happened to him
in the
movie theaters.
As you go through
I said,
this
well, he finally figured out how to kill that
of
character.
Growing the agribusiness. Any advice for people who may be in your shoes or maybe where you started a few years ago?
really, really research yeah, where so you're going great. To look at buying. Yeah.
Rich,
because
this is so fun.
Some
I'm
of the counties have
you.
Very
I think
particular
I said this the last
zoning rules.
But when I was...
And
it,
I you really have to know what you're
at the funny firm.
Purchasing.
Well, I started
just
not
like
at the funny
me,
firm. I was there one
drive
night
out of Madison
with a friend
and be
of mine,
like,
Ty
yep,
Fitz,
this is my best spot. I'm going to buy this one.
Ty was asking
out,
you all
know,
these questions, then I chimed in. I mean,
laws
you gave us probably a half hour
really
of your
to
time
familiarized
with these two
with,
eager
so
guys
I'm
just
not,
trying
like,
to become comedians,
offending the
and
county
you were gracious
or
with your time,
farmland
and you were insightful,
farmers,
and it's just,
instance,
to this day, I've not forgotten.
My best
I just
advice
the world
is to research
so
what
much.
You're going to
yeah, I appreciate
you
Pete, I gotta tell you.
Yeah,
Aaron
like,
Avila Vissers
you know,
joining us from 4 Acres
in
Flowers in DeForest. I asked her how her kids have taken to farm life after living in the city. She
club,
says there's no way they could ever leave now. She not only sold the agribusiness lifestyle to the kids, but also her husband. And they'll continue pursuing the dream of farming flowers full time. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Stephanie Hall.
You kind of pass along what you're taught.
Weather is in store for the Midwest today. Stay tuned as Ag Meteorologist Stu Mott gives you the latest forecast in just moments right here on the Midwest Farm Report.
You're still doing that with your story, so keep them coming. Follow Rich on Instagram and keep up the great work, buddy.
Thanks,
Rich. All right, that's Rich Scheidner.
Thanks, man.
Thank you, buddy. He made the popcorn pick of the week, which was Anatomy of a Fall, and those stories are just absolute gold. So hopefully he will put those in another book because that Steve Martin story I heard a couple days ago when I was watching this, I couldn't even catch my breath. I was laughing so hard thinking of Steve Martin having to go do that. It's just, it's fantastic. So our question of the night, ladies and gentlemen, Don Rosen is coming up in just a few minutes. WRJN morning host Don Rosen will be here momentarily. We'll do a little celebrity talk like we do with Don. And our question of the night is, what is on your bucket list? It's National Bucket List Day, and you can share that with us, and we will read your text on the radio. Tom from New Berlin. Tom says to create AI that George Carlin and Frank Zappa word debate monitored by Howard Stern. Yeah, what was that story? Tom, give us some clarification. I vaguely remember that, something about that. But he says, with my BlackBerry. Oh, I'm lost. Tom's awesome, though. Tom gives awesome texts. Please give us a few more details, Tom. He says, love this. Tom says, Jane Love. He was talking about the Pac Arena, of course. Mm-hmm. Jane sounds awesome. Totally agree, Tom. Monica from Mount Horeb says, I'm a nerd, so I want to get all the presidential museums in. She wants to go to all the presidential museums. That's kind of
cool.
That
would be pretty cool.
That would be amazing. She says, I have three left, Nixon, Reagan, and FDR. Would like to visit all 50 states, too. Have about a dozen left. That's a great bucket list item. I went to the Reagan's, where Reagan is buried in California when we lived out there, it was up in Simi Valley. It is the property that is on. I think his library was there too. It's stunning. It's absolutely gorgeous. So good luck with that, though. That's a great text. Thank you, Steady Eddie. We'll do Steady Eddies when we come back, I think. Hey, Don Rosen is coming up next. We've got some texts on the stream we have to get to. What's on your bucket list, folks? Join the fun. It's Pete Schwab and Nightlight. Don Rosen coming up next on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Blind. Great day to be outside.
Download the free
it
Civic Media
really
app
nice
today
to
at civicmedia.us.
In the afternoon and evening.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The advantage
so
of being a high school dropout
and
is what
knew,
you don't have. Like, you don't get it. That is below the dignity of your station
manager.
Dan Orton wants you to know, as a kid, he was on food stamps. He was raised by a single mom. Me too. Attacking and belittling a witness, using your personal story to somehow justify it, it doesn't make you right. You know what's below the dignity of your station? Being a jerk while someone is raising valid concerns about the jerk move that you're about to make.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
So there is
Mino and the Mayor. You're just dressed very well today.
And you're wearing a Mayor of Green Bay sweater, Fatty. It's a Green Bay dress. Very nice. I just, you look like you're going to speak to the Chamber of Commerce and announce your re-election for mayor or something. That's what you look like. I've been there, Jim. I was with you for 20 years.
You were great. Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 and 96.5 WISS in the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing, but it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Into southwest Wisconsin, southeast Minnesota. That's on Cat Monday. We'll keep that one in mind. Watch it over the weekend. Things could
every generation gets their chance at an unforgettable moment.
You get into the next
learn
part
more
of the
at nationalparks.org/foundation.
All up forecast details.
Your local
right
Civic
this.
Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wiss.fm/contest-terms.
Rural Mutual provides all lines of insurance.
As Wisconsin is summer
farm,
weekends being
auto,
spent on the lake,
stay
this
right
is the Civic Media
Wisconsin
Radio
strong.
Network.
Local agents, local underwriters, local clean
you're listening
adjusters.
To pre-recorded content.
With Clarify Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies.
That is
from the
Barbara Streisand.
By as much as 96%.
It's her birthday
today. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarify Larvicide and Sarbar products. To learn more about Clarify Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
And I want to thank our rainfall reporters, too, for keeping us up to date on what they saw before the sunshine came to the state. Linda in Reeseville, Butch from Alto, Rocky in Tichita, and Mark Jones Farm in Fitchburg all saw between a tenth and two-tenths of an inch before we saw that sunshine. And, Stu, it sounds like more rainfall to report coming our way.
Don Rosen, if you're listening.
The chance, unfortunately, is going to be with us, and that rain is trying to edge in already this morning. Expect more cloudy skies, and in the west and central parts of Wisconsin, showers already. That development will spread a bit further east during the day, and a thunderstorm yet this morning into the afternoon, the possibility. I don't expect a whole lot of rain, up to a tenth of an inch or a quarter at most. Temps staying a little cooler with clouds and rain. around 50 or lower.
I looked over, and that was when she was
likely
on
what we
the
see
air
everywhere.
With Al Franken.
Northeast winds about 5 to 10. Any of that rain ending in the
incorrect.
East tonight, clearing already
so
in the west.
She's with her daughter.
Clearing east
I'm with
later
my wife.
Tonight.
I lean over
attempts
to
get cooler, mid and upper
and
30s, maybe only around 40 in some spots. A cool one.
Where's Al Franken tonight?
With north breezes and then sunny skies on Saturday.
Not a great line, not really
50s, maybe a few
clever.
60s in the west.
Start a dialogue.
Mostly sunny to start Sunday, but clouds develop. Small
doesn't
chance
even
of rain
look
in the west already late
and she goes,
Sunday.
At home.
Get back up into the 60s. Still sounds nice for temp, Stephanie, but it will be wet. There could be some storms early
that
next
was
week.
My interaction with
thank
Ari
you, Stu. We'll catch up again next week.
A guy thing premiere.
Stu Mocker, egg meteorologist. That's your Compeer Financial egg weather update. Compeer Financial is your financial partner committed to agriculture and rural America. Visit
Compeer.com
and send us a text at 877-301-FARM.
Many of you. But a couple of my favorites are Chinatown.
This is the
and the last detail. In Chinatown, I have a clip between Jack Nicholson and John Huston, and this is where the whole movie kind of wraps up. The plot is sort of summarized in this one quick scene between Jack Nicholson and John Huston from Chinatown.
I'm doing it.
Going to be a lot of irate citizens when they find out that they're paying for water that they're not going to get.
Oh, that's all taken care of. See, Mr. Gitz, either you bring the water to L.A., or you bring L.A. to the water.
How are you going to do that?
By incorporating the valley into the city. Simple as that.
How much are you worth?
I have no idea. How much do you want?
No, I just want to know what you're worth. Over 10 million?
Oh, my, yes.
Why are you doing it? How much better can you eat? What can you buy that you can't already afford?
The future, Mr. Gitz. The future. Now, where's the girl? I want the only daughter I've got left. You found out Evelyn was lost to me a long time ago.
Who do you blame for that, her?
I don't blame myself. See, Mr. Gitz, most people never have to face the fact that at the right time and the right place, they're capable of anything. Claude, take those glasses from me, will you? Not worth it, Mr. Gates. It's really not worth it.
He's got a gun to his head after basically figuring out what the deal was with the water. Such a great movie, Chinatown. I'm due for a rewatch. Absolute great stuff. Jack
oh, me
Nicholson's
too.
Birthday. Have you seen it though, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's just, it's like a great noir written by Robert Town. Just a phenomenal movie, and I cannot wait. It's been long enough. Sometimes you rewatch a movie and you're not ready to rewatch it yet. You saw it too soon, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, I should have waited a little longer. But it's been about 10 years since I've seen Chinatown. I'm excited.
One of my favorite things about it is also, like, you wouldn't expect Chinatown to be a special effects movie, but there's the scene where they stick the knife in his nose and then they cut it.
Oh, yeah.
And the way they made that look so real is by having a knife that had a spring and a hinge so that when they pulled it, it would slide out and then go back quick enough that you wouldn't see it.
Really?
And it had a tube that squirted fake blood at the same time. So it looked like they cut his nose.
That
I don't
know. So cool.
I thought it was really cool. I love behind the scenes
stuff like
that.
How did you find that out? I just never even questioned it.
There was a YouTube video that I watched where they tried to recreate it and compare it to if you tried to do it with CG, and they're like, no, this is way better than trying to do it with CG.
Yeah, that was Roman Polanski, I believe, had a cameo. It was the one that sliced his nose.
I think so.
Yeah, wow, great, great tidbit. Mr. Zommers, bringing the heat. Anna from Madison says, hi, Pete and Aaron. My bucket list is to see the Rolling Stones in concert, Paul McCartney in concert, and Ringo Starr in concert. That's a great bucket list. See, why couldn't I think of something like that? I've pretty much seen everybody I want to see concert-wise. So I wasn't thinking along those lines, but that is a great text. Thank you, Anna. Anna always has good thoughts. And Steady Eddie says, Pete, I completed my bucket list last night. Wow, this is nice. He says, I was at a Bonnie Raitt concert in Carolina. I just arrived back home to Wisconsin, in parentheses. I was singing like a lark with Bonnie. On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Traba. There will be a new pope soon, and thanks to the movie Conclave, more people know how the new pope will actually be selected.
Shut up, you old
pro. As it turns out, after Pope Francis passed away earlier in the week, people are even more curious as they are screaming the living daylights out of the film. The film was nominated for Best Picture at this year's Oscars and stars John Lithgow, Stanley Tucci, Ray Fiennes, and Isabella Rossellini. Good film. My money's on Isabella or John Lithgow. Ben Affleck and Matt Damon have experienced tremendous success in Hollywood since their hit film Goodwill Hunting. Affleck appeared on the Today Show earlier this week to promote The Accountant 2, which opens this weekend. When shown a shirtless picture of Accountant 2 co-star John Bernthal next to a shirtless Damon, who looks completely shredded at 54, Affleck started teasing him about his physique. Affleck teased him again on the set of Access Hollywood. It's always tough to see your ex getting shit. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Packers add a wide receiver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL Draft in Green Bay, where the Packers picked Matthew Golden, a wide receiver out of Texas, in the first round. Golden is only a junior, but the team is confident he's ready for the NFL. GM Brian Gutekunst.
I think because of the high school football and the way they throw it around, 7-on-7s, and just
news,
some of the things
talks, community,
that have changed
and local sports.
Levels, guys,
thanks for listening to Civic Media.
And I certainly think Matthew has the
this
opportunity.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more?
There, but I think
anytime,
find
all of it at
civicmedia.us. I think he's got some special team return ability as well that could help
us. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports.
The Brewers are in St. Louis to play the Cardinals.
We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location, and those daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their communities dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
The Packers add a wide receiver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL Draft in Green Bay, where the Packers picked Matthew Golden, a wide receiver out of Texas, in the first round. Golden is only a junior, but the team is confident he's ready for the NFL. GM Brian Gutekunst.
I think because of the high school football and the way they throw it around, 7-on-7s, and just some of the things that have changed on the lower levels, guys are coming in and making an impact quicker, and I certainly think Matthew has the opportunity to do that. Now, we got some good players in that room, so he's not going to have to kind of carry the load that way, but I think he has a chance to contribute, you know, not only as a receiver, but I think he's got some special team return ability as well that could help us.
I asked Golden on what made him successful at Texas.
Being reliable, man, you know, in critical situations, I always showed up. You know, when my back was against the wall, they could count on me, come out with a big play, and that's something I kept doing continuously. You know, I put my best foot forward.
NBA, the Bucks host the Pacers in Game 3 of their playoff series tonight. The Brewers are in St. Louis to play the Cardinals, Milwaukee losing to the Giants 6-5. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Lots to see in the theaters this weekend, including good kids stuff. As A24's The Legend of Ochi opens, A24 is making movies like they used to be made, and it's a wonderful thing. Their newest effort, a fantasy adventure, tells the story of a girl who is scared of a rare species called the Ochi. The film is certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes with 85%. Star Wars fans may or may not like that Revenge of the Sith is being re-released. Only 66% of audiences enjoyed this film. You give it another chance? Horror film Until Dawn tells the story of a group of friends forced to live the same night over and over in the woods. The film is not yet rated, but looks absolutely gruesome. And if you're in the mood for an action thriller, check out The Accountant 2, starring Ben Affleck as Christian Wolf, who uncovers a conspiracy and goes on the hunt for a network of killers. Certified fresh at 80% on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media is your spot for sports. From updates on your favorite teams, live broadcasts of the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, and Bucks, and local sports coverage in your community, we've got everything you need. Find a station near you at civicmedia.us or download the free app today. We'll have more news and talk coming up here on Civic Media's stream.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
David Hogg, Democratic National Committee Vice Chair, says, no, we're going to spend $20 million to take out fellow Democrats who are either too old or not voting progressive enough. And Republicans are doing this as well. They don't want any compromise, zero-sum game. I spent 30 years in politics. The best politics are pragmatic. You get 75% of the loaf and you move on.
Catch the Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Didn't get a chance to hear it at the top of the hour. I wanted
Welcome
to
back.
Replay some of the festivities
this
from the draft in
Beach
Green
Wava.
Bay.
I am
Farm
Beach
director
Wava.
Pam Yonke recorded some of the band audio
Madison,
from Titletown.
Tonight,
welcome
Beautiful
back to the
Madison.
Midwest Farm Report. I'm Stephanie Hoff along with you on a Friday morning, filling in for Pam. I'll tell you what, the energy in that city is amazing this week. I'm really looking forward to bringing you some conversations today with some of the food-focused people.
Right
who are working the draft. That'll come in just a moment. One of the things I'd like to do
draft.
On the early show is give you an idea of what you might like
who,
to do today. The recommendation
Don,
comes
Don
from the old Farmer's Almanac astrology section. Based on the moon's
sports.
Position, April 25th is going to be a good day to wash windows and get rid of pests and weeds. Now, I understand it is going to be a wet and gloomy day, but these are the items that should be on your to-do list. According to the old Farmer's Almanac, the draft in Green Bay really offers something for everyone. Foodies, sports enthusiasts, history buffs, even high schoolers preparing themselves for careers. Ryan DeMars is a family and consumer science teacher at Pewaukee High School. He's at the NFL draft, making sure his pro start students are getting real world experience in culinary arts and customer service before graduating high school. Pro Start is a two-year restaurant management program. Ryan tells me what his students are learning at the 2025 Taste of the Draft.
Well, we were invited by the Wisconsin Restaurant Association, which I'm on the board for, and able to bring five ProStart students, four of which are going into the hospitality field when they graduate. So I was able to bring them up, and we're helping out.
Tell me what the duties are. What have you tasked your students with?
I've got one student cutting steak. I've got one student prepping crostinis. I have another student serving soup. Another student is just, she's running... running au jus to different stations, and then my last student is doing onions, I think. So.
And what age group is this, high school?
Yes, juniors and seniors.
And all interested in the culinary arts, and that's your area of expertise?
Some sort of, management, culinary, something in that field.
This is stuff that you don't get in the classroom. What have they said to you so far since they've been on the job?
Oh, they are so excited, and they all work in different restaurants, and we're lucky enough, Pewaukee is a small enough town that we have a lot of their restaurants sponsor our program, and it's just, it works out really well.
You must trust him, Brian, because you're going around getting signatures from Hall of Famers around here.
I had to take advantage of that. I've got Mason Crosby, Antonio Freeman. I think Amon Green. I think that's it so far.
Do the students geek out like you do? Or?
They're a little old for them. I remember them all because I'm a little older, but I'm also super excited about Carla and Andrew that are here cooking. I'm really excited to go get their autographs on this ball, too. So,
Brian, what is your background? You're a teacher today, but your background is in food.
Yep, so I have a catering company, but I also used to be in restaurants. And we had three daughters, and I came home one day, and they were all walking and talking, and I kind of missed it all. So decided to do something else, so I shifted gears and became a culinary teacher.
So this is going to be a pretty eye-opening experience.
Right, absolutely. And, I mean, you look at hospitality, it touches everything. You know, there's food service, just it's absolutely everywhere. So customer service.
What do you think people visiting Green Bay for maybe the first time are learning about Wisconsin cuisine here today?
Hopefully they find out it's a little more involved than just cheese curds and cheese and stuff like that, and how talented the people in Wisconsin that are cooking are.
Let's see, are you teaching anyone anything new while you're here? You are a teacher. There's got to be some educational points that come out.
Well, we just went through different glove etiquette. The students were putting on gloves and re-putting on gloves, and I'm like, no, those need to be thrown away. Put them on again. Just funny stuff you don't think to teach them, but they need to hear it from somebody. So,
real life experience, getting it ready for the real world. What do you hope the students get out of this experience?
I just really hope they realize how big the hospitality field is and how many things they can do within it. And it doesn't mean that you just have to be a cook on a back line somewhere or a server. There's so many other things that you can do with it.
Ryan DeMars, the family and consumer science teacher at Pewaukee High School. Again, five of his pro-start students from Pewaukee are preparing food with globally recognized chefs and famous Wisconsin supper clubs. They're serving attendees and Green Bay Packers Hall of Famers at the Taste of the Draft exclusive event in Green Bay. Dillis Boateng is one of the students who is getting this hands-on learning experience. She's a senior at Pewaukee High School getting ready for her upcoming graduation.
Yes, ma'am, I am. This is a wonderful opportunity that ProStar has been able to give me. This is not my first event. I did just hospitality a few months ago, and that really gave me the experience for today, and I'm very grateful to Mr. DeMars and the ProStar program for this opportunity.
Tell me, what is the ProStar program?
ProStar program, so for me, I started in culinary one. You work all the way up, even more than advanced culinary, and it gives people that want to experience the restaurant industry a little bit more hands-on experience and more real-world applications compared to regular culinary classes in high school.
Can you tell me about some of what you've learned through the ProStart program?
ProStart has really taught me a lot about time management, working in the church of hospitality, making food, and also like serving people has really taught me about how to manage my time wisely, but also how to personify myself in a sense, making sure I appear happy or also just like personable and really working on my people skills, but also networking. I've met so many great people while at these events. You know, I just met the general manager of Tyson, and it's just like so amazing to see all these people here. Even Andrew Zimmerman, I'm working in station right now. I forgot to say that. Yeah, I got pictures with him, and he's given us tips on how to prepare food and talking about just customers and what we want customers to feel. So I feel like ProStar has really given me a lot of opportunities.
And what is your plans after high school? Where are you going to put this experience to use?
I'm going into business management. I love cooking in my free time, and ideally in the near future or future at all, I want to own my own restaurant, maybe one day with my mom. She's the reason why I got into cooking. Her love for cooking has inspired me to also cook and share my joy with others. So in the near future, hopefully I'll have my own restaurant or give my mom her own restaurant.
So passionate about what she does and grinning ear to ear. Dillis Boateng, a Pewaukee student in the ProStart program. This is a two-year culinary arts and restaurant management program offered to high school students. We've got more food-focused draft stories coming your way after the break.
June Dairy Month is a special time to celebrate, enjoy, and support Wisconsin's proud dairy tradition. Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin plays a key role in promoting and marketing the state's dairy industry year-round. Gary Cohn, the organization's director for District 3, which includes Lincoln, Oneida, Price, and Taylor counties, shares what he enjoys most about June Dairy Month, along with the ways that people can get involved and learn.
Participating dairy breakfast, just going to visit the people and see how excited they are to actually come out to the farms and see what we're doing. So I would encourage everybody to discover the taste and support their local dairy farmers during June Dairy Day at their local dairy farms. And the breakfast can be located by visiting wisconsindairy.org/JDM. And that should get you to the website where and show you where your local breakfasts are at.
June will be here before you know it, so explore local June Dairy Month events and discover ways to celebrate Wisconsin's dairy industry all year round. Before we take a look at how the commodity markets are trading on a Friday morning, Farm Director Pam Yonke had a chance to catch up with President of the Green Bay Packers, Mark Murphy, while attending the Taste of the Draft this week in Titletown. Mark Murphy is going to be retiring in July. He'll reach the franchise's mandatory retirement age of 70. But he tells Pam the draft is almost like a family reunion.
It's a lot of fun. So many great people across the state that are coming here. And
nice to see some of your former players.
Yeah, yeah, it's great. Yeah, we have 28 alumni here, and great to welcome them back.
Let me ask you, what is Mark Murphy going to be doing on Sunday?
Be relaxing. I'm probably going to go up and play golf at my golf course. I don't know if you know, I own a golf course now.
I'm glad to hear that. I'll be back.
Green Bay Packers president Mark Murphy looking forward to the rain in the forecast to green up the golf course. Let's move our eyes to Chicago, where grain markets are trading higher overall. On the close yesterday, corn popped higher. Today, cash corn is trading up 2 cents at 479 and a quarter, but December new crop corn is down a quarter of a cent at 456 and a quarter. Soybeans are continuing yesterday's rally. Cash beans are up 2 cents at 1055 a bushel. November new crop beans are up 3 3/4 at 10.39 and a quarter. After facing some midday weakness yesterday, July new crop wheat is trading higher this morning, up a penny and a quarter at 5.45 3/4. Taking a look at dairy markets, Class 3 milk contracts are mixed. The May contract is 6 cents lower, trading at 18.26 a hundredweight. The June contract is up 4 cents at 17.21 a hundredweight. If we look ahead to the July Class 3 milk contract, that's down to cents at 1764. Class 3 milk goes to make cheese. Cheese prices didn't see much support yesterday. On the close, barrel cheese was down 9.5 cents at $1.69. The 40-pound block cheese down 6 cents at $1.70. Double A butter closed unchanged from Wednesday at $2.32 a pound. Just because it's the weekend doesn't mean that your farm news has to stop. Follow along with us at MidwestFarmReport.com, or better yet, download our app. Our smartphone app is free and allows you to access our podcast, markets, and the weather. As you check the forecast, don't forget to tell us what you're seeing outside your window when it comes to precipitation, field work, even farm chores for the weekend. Let us know at 877-301-3276. We've got more coverage from the draft coming your way.
Sign up for daily agriculture updates by joining our email list. Head to MidwestFarmReport.com, enter your email address, and we'll handle the rest. More farm news straight ahead. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Dying was always vibrant, always a part of the community. And one of the ratings I saw, the morning show came out number 2 in the county, which is great.
Nice. Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, this. I mean, it's doing real well. We got 2 FM signals and 1 AM on WRJN.
Love it.
But, you know, Civic Media is done from there. All their talk shows are done from that studio across from me.
That's so fantastic.
Except for you.
I know, except for, I'm all over the place. I would love to do a show from there, just to do a show from there, because I typically broadcast from Green Bay, occasionally from Madison when I'm here for PBS stuff or like a special circumstance like this. But I would love to see those studios. So maybe we could make a field trip or something. I think that would be fun. Do you want to hear my, do you want to hear my Steven Soderbergh, how I was emasculated in front of the director, Steven Soderbergh?
Sex, Lies, and Videotape guy?
Yeah. All right. Okay. So he's one of my favorite directors. So my wife and I moved to LA. It's like late summer 97, and I'm up for this TV show, which I ended up getting cast in. It was a VH1 pilot. And one of the producers had a friend who showed up at this party, and her boyfriend was Steven Soderbergh. So I had some back and forth with this woman, because she was the woman who cast me's friend in the show. And she starts talking about, you know, I should wear the same thing to my callback audition that I had on at the initial audition because it was a very cute top. She kept saying cute top. And Steven Soderbergh's just nodding. And she's like, oh, he had this really cute top on. Are you going to wear that cute top? And I'm like, I have to clarify. I'm being emasculated in front of the hottest director in town right now. And all I can think of is I have to tell him it's not like a pink tube top or something. You know, it was just a, you know, women talk like she just thinks it was a nice shirt. So that's my humble brag about Steven Soderbergh. But when we come back, folks, I'm hoping Don will tell his story about how he almost killed Jimmy Stewart, America's real sweetheart. That's coming up next with our pal Don Rosen. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Food. Gen Youth Amica, is an organization that's with harnessing this hype
Ross, calling
and raising
in.
Awareness for child
I'm just
hunger. CEO Anne Marie Krautheim tells us how they're going to support 50,000 Wisconsin students at their event, Taste of the Draft,
that
drew about 900 people to wine and dine in downtown Green Bay.
When in fact, Gen Youth is a national nonprofit. We're founded by America's dairy farmers, including farmers right here in Wisconsin, along with the National Football League. Our mission is to ensure that children succeed through
Mike Starr joins us here on
Nightlight.
Your timing, good fellas, Mike. What you just said was an ad lib to De Niro. He's like security. He's like, you're looking at it.
And help kids have opportunities to be physically active before, during, and after school.
It's one of those unique partnerships where something as big as the NFL shakes hands with Wisconsin dairy. I mean, that's pretty unique.
It is. And the NFL and dairy are both committed to youth wellness. Dairy farmers wake up every day. All farmers, really, to produce and nourish families across the country, including youth. And the NFL is very much a proponent around physical activity. And they know that for physically active children, they need the fuel to be their best.
This is a nationwide effort.
Yes, well, today, what we're all doing here at the Taste of the Draft, all net proceeds will stay in the state of Wisconsin. We're actually committed to supporting 90 schools since the 90th NFL Draft. 50,000 students will be reached through the 90 schools that are receiving the grants.
You are never far away from
and increase access to over 13 million school meals, which include fruits, vegetables, dairy, as well as whole grains and protein. We opened up an application last fall. Schools applied, and they'll be receiving their equipment in the near future.
And
it'll be used long after the draft is here. And that's what I love about this, is that we're celebrating the moment in time.
Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Meanwhile, Anne-Marie, we get to enjoy kind of the labor behind it all, the taste of the draft.
For
tell
real
me how
news
you solicited
and great
the restaurants
fun and exciting
that are here
contests.
Today serving
for a complete
Wisconsin
list of contest rules, log on wmdxradio.com/contest-terms.
To do the taste of the draft here
your
in
local
Green
Civic
Bay.
Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wbzh.fm/contest-terms.
We have everything from popovers to
your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation,
really
plus fun and exciting
trays,
contests.
Salad bar,
for a complete list of contest rules, log on wrce.fm/contest-terms.
You know, that's a favorite. And
your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wlakradio.com/contest-terms. Rebuilding and refreshing local radio. One station at a time. This Civic Media
we're
radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Yes, and you know, schools are a lifeline
content
for children living in food insecurity. 30 million kids across this country eat at schools every single school day. And we know that it's a you know, great source of dairy and fruits and whole grains and lean protein. And that food comes from the farms. So we need the farmers working together with organizations like ours, with the schools,
to nourish
hey,
children.
This is Nightlight with
they
Beach Wamba.
Learn
Welcome
better
back.
When they're well nourished. They perform better academically. They're
night.
Physically healthier.
One,
and they're ready to play and move,
draft,
which is also important.
What's on your bucket
now, when this interview is done airing, what do you want our farm listeners to do? What's the call to action for folks listening when it comes to engaging with Gen Youth?
Yeah. Well, number one, feel proud of what you do because without the work and the hard work that you do every day, the food that we have bountiful in this country would not be available. Number two, check out our website. It's Gen Youth Now, GenYouthNow.org. You can learn more about our work. There's a map of where we put grants across the country. And if you wish to support our efforts and future work on moving forward, there's an opportunity to do that as well.
Is there anything else I should be asking you today?
I do want to give special thank you to the 20 supper clubs. I'd love to name them all, but probably not time, that are here. And then also our presenting sponsors, Schreiber Foods, American Family Insurance, Tyson, and many of the family foundations here in the Green Bay area, the Haddad family, the Dunford family. Without them, Lutze family, you know, this would not be possible.
The food, agribusiness, and manufacturing facilities that are in Wisconsin, can you speak to that?
Here at Schreiber Foods, they're our presenting sponsor. They source dairy from all over the country and actually even all over the world to produce products that are used in restaurants worldwide. So I think that Wisconsin can take pride in the great products that are produced on the farms because they're feeding people here in Wisconsin, but really internationally.
Anne-Marie Krautheim is the CEO of Gen Youth. Their mission at the NFL draft in Green Bay is to raise awareness for youth food insecurity in Wisconsin and support 50,000 students across 90 Wisconsin schools. Thanks for tagging along with us on a finally Friday. I'm Stephanie Hoff along with you. This is the Midwest Farm Report. Have a good weekend.
Don, do you have a...
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
We did. Of the fight. Oh, I love this photo. All right, I'm going to send this to you, Aaron. Let's see if we can post this in the stream. This is Don Rosen with his old buddy.
I'm in the back row, kind of geeky looking. I was tall. I'm in the back row there. A bunch of these two girls there that look kind of odd, like space creatures. I'm between them. And Jerry is in the far right on the floor with sneakers.
Of course he's wearing sneakers, right? All right, I just sent that to Aaron. Let's see if we can post that in the stream. Do you have a bucket list?
When it comes to food safety, at what point does careful become too careful? That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe. And if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping.
No pressure.
Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
That looks awesome.
Before you take on some risky task or a project on the farm, ask yourself, what would happen if this goes south? If I get hurt or even die in the process? What would happen to my family and the farm? Use your best judgment to decide what's acceptable or unacceptable risk. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Core through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. For a number of years now, governments around the world have held back approval for the use of genetically modified food products.
And I agree. I said that about Tom Cruise. Like, he went through kind of the weird phase where he was dancing on the couch.
Nobel Prize-winning British scientist says the science behind GMOs is sound.
He just makes so few bad films. And even if they're not great, they're really entertaining. He's phenomenal. So that's a great take. We have your picture up, Don. Those of you watching on the stream. So Seinfeld's in the front row.
Maybe it's going to cause a problem. Let's get some scientific
front right at the end. I see. It looks like Jerry Seinfeld.
While Europe is often seen as the poster child for cautious approaches to scientific advancement, Robert says many other countries have sat on the GM approval process as well.
There's we two have tall guys. To I'm
stop supporting the idea
that
foods produced by modern breeding methods are inherently dangerous.
What do we have?
This is what Greenpeace wants you to believe.
You think you could tell your Jimmy Stewart story?
They won't come out and admit that the science now says these things are perfectly safe. It's really very disappointing.
Robert spoke recently at the University of Waterloo in Ontario, Canada, and there's a link to his presentation on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
It's on Roxbury Drive, and this woman is walking across the street with her dog, and I let her go. She waves me, thank you. And I start to go, and this old man with a sailor's cap, pulled down, he starts to walk across, and I stop, and he waves me on. And as I start to go, he steps into the street. So the guy next to him says, let him go. I said, he waved me on. So he waves me on again. He steps into the street again. And so I roll down the window. I say, Mr. Stewart, please go. And he was looking, he's going for his wife and his dog. And he gives me a salute. And he walks on. So that's the I almost ran over James Stewart story.
That is my favorite almost killed a celebrity story I think I've ever heard. I never get tired of that. Don, that is awesome. Thank you so much. Let's not let as much time go by next time. Love having you on the show. You got it. And thanks for playing the beats again. Glad you're enjoying them. Have a great show tomorrow. All right.
Okay, bye.
All right. See you, Don. That's Don Rosen. Check out Don's work on WRJN every morning. Outstanding stuff. Aaron, thank you so much. This is so fun. I always enjoy working with you. You're just on it, and it's awesome. And thank you a bunch. I know I was a little frazzled today, so you hung with me.
We also got ambushed at the beginning of the show by an ostrich.
Ambushed by an ostrich? And a guy who fake called in sick? Come on. Thank you to Don Rosen. Thank you to Rich Scheidner. Thank you for all your texts. Brian in Milwaukee says, go on a cruise. Always love ships and water. Was born in June, so I'm a Cancer the crab. All right. Have a great night, Wisconsin. See you Monday.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.